Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for scattered showers with a high of 70. Tonight, 90% chance for showers with a low of 58. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Mount Erie School will hold kindergarten registration on Monday from 3 to 5 p.m. The registration is for all students who will be entering kindergarten this fall at Mount Erie School. In order to enroll in kindergarten, a child must be 5 years old by September 1st. Parents or guardians are asked to bring a certified copy of their child's birth certificate from the courthouse, along with the child's social security card or number. Immunization records, eye and dental exams, and verification of lead screening are necessary by the first day of school. The registration will consist of processing paperwork and touring the kindergarten classroom. The school nurse will also be available to talk to parents. In order to cut down on waiting time, the school asks that those planning to attend call the school office at 854-2611 to make a registration appointment. More news next.
Grilling season is upon us, and you need a new grill. Time to visit the experts at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Phoenix, Broilmaster, and Louisiana Pellet Grills are in the showroom. Let us help you make the right choice for your cooking needs. Get a great price on the Phoenix Grill right now, only $575. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Ice Age. Download Dairy Queen's app and never miss a deal on your favorite fan food. This month, sweet or spicy? That is the question. At Dairy Queen, you can get both with a sweet and spicy glazed chicken basket. What is the best time for ice cream? Anytime. But for the best deals, visit Monday through Thursday, 2 to 5 during happy hour for $2 treats. Don't forget to stop by on Mondays from 2 to 4 and play a game of bingo for a chance to win your favorite DQ treats.
In other news, 19-year-old Fairfield resident Justin M. Miller was arrested by Fairfield police last night on a charge of disorderly conduct. According to police reports, at approximately 8:50, Wayne County deputies responded to a home in Southwest Fairfield to a complaint of two suspicious people walking down the railroad tracks and yelling. One of the individuals appeared to be carrying a firearm. Upon their arrival, deputies approached a flashlight on the tracks and heard one of the two, later identified as Miller, yell at them. Miller then fled east down the tracks, jumped a fence, and continued east. He was later arrested by Fairfield police and admitted to drinking that night. He was also found to be carrying a BB gun that had been busted on the tracks. Miller was lodged in the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $170 bond. The Illinois Farm Bureau is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to a felony conviction for the recent theft of a 2012 Chevy Silverado and black trailer owned by Jamie Pollard of rural Fairfield. Through the organization's Crime Reward Program, the reward is being offered to any person who provides information to the Wayne County Sheriff that leads to a felony conviction in the case. Any individual with information about the crime should contact the Wayne County Sheriff's Office at 842-6631. All information regarding the identity of the informant is confidential. The reward money is paid directly to the informant from the Illinois Farm Bureau. The Wayne County Sheriff and Wayne County State's Attorney are aware of the Farm Bureau Crime Reward Program and will assist the informant in obtaining their reward after a felony conviction is adjudicated by the court. The Farm Bureau Crime Reward Program is a membership benefit of the Farm Bureau organization. For property to qualify under the program, a person must be a current member of the Farm Bureau. Membership details are available at waynecfb.com or by calling 842-3342. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is also offering a reward for information leading to an arrest in the Pollard theft. A single-engine aircraft carrying three people crashed yesterday in southern Illinois. Monroe County Sheriff Neil Rolfing says the plane went down northeast of Waterloo, about 24 miles southeast of St. Louis. Police reportedly responded to a report of a plane having gone down and came upon wreckage along a highway. Rolfing says it is suspected that engine problems caused the crash. The plane departed Mobile, Alabama early yesterday and was destined for St. Louis Downtown Airport in Cahokia. The Federal Aviation Administration reported the downed aircraft was a single-engine Piper PA-32K. The pilot was joined on the plane by his wife and 4-year-old grandchild. The man and woman were taken to Barnes Hospital in St. Louis, and the grandchild was taken to Children's Hospital. Monroe County Sheriff's Major Jim Lansing says the three were talking and conscious when they were taken to the hospitals for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Lansing says the woman told authorities that a warning light came on, oil was spewing onto the windshield, and the three couldn't see. The Fairfield City Council met last night and unanimously agreed to seek bids to replace and relocate water lines underneath portions of Main and Delaware streets prior to the state resurfacing both highways in the near future. The council also voted to allow Nicole Gray the use of an alley next to her new restaurant in the 100 block of East Main Street for additional seating. The council, Gray, and the property owner will work on a more permanent agreement for future use. Gray stated that the additional seating should accommodate 15 to 20 people, and it will be shared with Battlegrounds Coffee, which is located next door. The council also discussed a possible generator purchase for the wastewater treatment plant. Aldermen had a lengthy discussion regarding whether to purchase a used unit or to spend additional dollars for a new unit. After hearing the merits of either purchase, the council voted to seek bids for both a new and used generator. The generator is used to operate pumps at the plant to avoid flooding in the eastern part of the city. In routine business, Cintas was approved as the new city uniform supplier, replacing Aramark. The new contract will run for 3 years. The Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities, or CEO program, of Wayne County is now accepting applications for out-of-the-box thinkers from Fairfield Community High School and Wayne City High School juniors who are interested in participating in next year's CEO program. The Wayne County CEO program, partnering with the Midland Institute for Entrepreneurship, is an experiential learning course that offers high school juniors and seniors the chance to participate in real-life experiences. CEO exposes students to business practices, connects them with leaders in their community, and allows them to practice communication, problem-solving, and networking in a variety of settings. Ultimately, it guides each team member through starting and running their own functioning business, all while cultivating essential skills and an expansive, long-lasting network of community members and business owners. For students who are interested in participating, the deadline to apply is March 29th. Anyone seeking more information should email waynecountyceo@gmail.com, visit waynecountyceo.com, or contact any Wayne County CEO program board member. Wayne County CEO and the Midland Institute for Entrepreneurship are partnering together to establish and support excellent CEO programs. The Midland Institute for Entrepreneurship is an investment in the future that provides training, materials, content, mentoring, and support for CEO programs across the nation. The Wayne County Board is scheduled to meet tomorrow at 7 with a light agenda. Board members are expected to appoint Larry McCormick as a trustee for the Orchardville Fire Protection District for a 3-year term. Outside of a report from Dennis Seidel of the Highway Department and various office reports, the only other item listed on the agenda comes from the County Clerk's Office. At last month's meeting, County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow told the board that the county would eventually need to purchase or lease new voting equipment. Board members are expected to make a decision on how to proceed tomorrow night. Woodrow also proposed that several voting precincts be combined, and that matter could be discussed as well, though no final decision is expected. Fairfield FFA competed at the recent District Envirothon contest in Mount Vernon. Team 1, comprised of Katie DeVu, Hunter Doty, John Jones, Derek Estes, and Sierra Jones, placed 5th overall at the event. They also placed 1st overall in Wayne County, 1st overall in Forestry, and 1st overall in the 5th category in Environmental Issues. Also participating for FCHS were Chase Hallam, Cole Simpson, Connor Dagg, Chris Henry, and Hunter Biggs. State Senator Dale Ryder will host a town hall event at the Robinson City Hall Community Center on March 28th. The town hall will run from 6 to 7 p.m., and it will be focused on discussing the current issues facing the state, specifically in the southern portions. Issues expected to be covered include firearm legislation, Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed tax increase and budget, abortion legislation, and the continued exodus of residents from Illinois. The public is invited to join the meeting as Ryder gives an update on the spring legislative session. Those who attend will have an opportunity to ask questions and share their suggestions. High winds tomorrow could cause travel headaches and even damage in some spots across Illinois. From Rockford to Cairo, winds across the state could gust up to 55 miles per hour at times throughout the day. Meteorologist Rachel Trevino with the National Weather Service in Paducah says the duration of the event tomorrow and the wet ground in some parts of the state will leave some spots more vulnerable for damage from the winds.
You have sustained winds. A tree can usually take a gust or two, but we're going to have sustained winds and then these bigger gusts. We do have, fairly saturated grounds across the area. That could easily take down trees, signs blown down, lawn, furniture, any of that type of thing. So it's just something people are going to have to watch out for. It won't be just a 10-minute event. We could have several hours of pretty gusty winds.
On a positive note for those hoping for spring, the southern winds will bring warm air across the state. Temperatures will reach the 60s for most of Illinois and even the 70s in some counties. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants taxpayers to see for themselves just how they would do under his fair tax proposal. Kim Howard has the story.
Governor Pritzker says 97% of Illinoisans will see some relief under his graduated income tax plan. A new online calculator will give people an idea of just how much they will save.
This calculator will allow every taxpayer in Illinois to calculate exactly what the fair tax will mean for them and for their families. You plug in your income, the number of children, if you're a parent, and your property tax bill if you own a home.
The governor's plan raises the income tax for those making over $250,000. The calculator is available online at illinois.gov/fair tax calculator. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Office of the State Fire Marshal says it's time to check the batteries in your smoke detectors. Fire Marshal Matt Perez says the spring and autumn time changes for daylight saving time present a built-in reminder to ensure your smoke alarms are working properly. Testing allows parents to alert children to the sound the alarms make when they detect a problem. Perez also says families should practice their home escape plan. The National Fire Protection Association reports that from 2009 to 2013, 3 in 5 home fire deaths were in houses that either did not have smoke detectors or where they weren't working properly. A 2017 Illinois law requires all households to have 10-year smoke alarms installed by January 1st of 2023. Homes with hardwired detectors are exempt. That's the news. Area deaths next.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Right now on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu, try a Filet-O-Fish for just $3 and pair it with a $1 any size soft drink. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
Get the good stuff.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 60. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,736, up 182. The NASDAQ is at 7,658, that is up 67. April crude oil is at $57.92, as up $1.05. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Jeff resident Nancy Paul died on Tuesday at her residence. She had been a cashier at IGA in Fairfield for several years. Nancy Paul is survived by one son, William Paul of Jeff, and two brothers, Joe Sloan of Seymour, Texas, and Harvey Michaels of Evansville, Indiana. Graveside services for Nancy Paul will be held at 3 o'clock p.m. on Friday at Ebenezer Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to Nails Funeral Home to help with funeral expenses, and they will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Dahlgren resident Dana Lee Basinger died at 2:57 p.m. on Monday at Nature Trail Nursing Home in Mount Vernon. He was a newspaper courier. Dana Basinger is survived by his wife, Christine Basinger, a daughter, Don Basinger Rivas of Fort Pierce, Florida, a brother, Carl Basinger of Sydney, Iowa, one sister, Jane Bruins of Nebraska, a daughter-in-law, Susanna Basinger of Dahlgren, and five grandchildren. Per Dana Basinger's wishes, his body will be cremated, and a private family burial of ashes will take place at a later date. A visitation service will be held from 6 to 8 this evening at Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. The Harry Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old Albion resident Mildred Everett died on Sunday at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville, Indiana. Mildred Everett is survived by three sons, R. Thomas Everett of Charleston, Ken Everett of Rockwall, Texas, and Rick Everett of Charleston, one sister, Janet McKenzie of Huntsville, Alabama, one brother, Bud Glover of Orange, Texas, seven grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. A memorial service for Mildred Everett will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. A visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to the time of service. Memorials are encouraged to the Linda E. White Hospice House and the First Presbyterian Church of Albion. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 88-year-old Wayne City resident Betty June Simpson died on Sunday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. She was a homemaker and had worked in the Wayne County Circuit Clerk's Office for a number of years. Betty Simpson is survived by two daughters, Cheryl Edmison of Wayne City and Kathy Lamond of Fairfield, five grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Betty Simpson will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Burial will follow in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be given to the Sims Missionary Baptist Church, and they will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home or at the chapel. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Scattered showers. Today's high will be around 70. A 90% chance for showers tonight with a low of 58 and then partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 70. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Cloudy on Friday, a high of 42 and low of 30. Sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 48 with a low of 32. And then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 50 with a low of 32.